ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured. Without a guarantee, may lose value.
And we welcome you into the Bombers postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7 as Mountain Home defeats Searcy in this boys' game 60-57 to pull off the sweep. The Lady Bombers won earlier tonight. We'll talk a little bit more about that again in just a second. But right now, let's go ahead and take a look at the final stats for tonight's game, brought to you by Strider Engineering. Mountain Home ended up with four players in double figures tonight on the scoring column. Luke Cruz and Wyatt Gilbert led the way with 14 points each. 11 on the night for Matt Jones and 10 for Hunter Bashirs. Also this evening, Talon Benton with 7 points and 4 for Colton Peters. Three players in double figures for Searcy. Leading the way was Freddie Hicks with 22 points, 15 on the night for Peyton Caldwell, and 12 for Griffin Love. The only other scorer for Searcy was Peyton Wright with 8 points on the evening. Mountain Home ended up with 9 turnovers in the game, Searcy with 8. We ended up with 7 lead changes and 4 ties in this contest. Just a hard-fought battle. But I tell you, Searcy had a 12-point lead, built a 12-point lead at one point in this game. Mountain Home just able to come back and, you know, get the very important conference victory in this contest again. So again, the Bombers get the 3-point win, and with the victory, they are going to improve to 7-11 on the season, 2-4 in the 5A East. Searcy is going to drop to 8-11 and 1-5. So again, Mountain Home defeats Searcy in this game 60-57. The Lady Bombers invoke their mercy rule on Searcy in the girls game by a count final score of 66-35. So again, Mountain Home will sweep the Lions teams tonight, and good way to wrap up their last home games of the month of January. It's going to be a while before they come back to the hangar. The next three outings for Mountain Home will all be on the road, starting with this coming Friday night. The Bombers and Lady Bombers will wrap up the first half of conference play when they go to West Memphis and take on the Blue Devils. So we hope you will join us for those games that evening. So again, Mountain Home sweeps Searcy tonight. That's going to wrap up the Bombers postgame show and tonight's broadcast. I want to thank our producer, Joseph Shipman, back at the studio. And now I want to thank you for listening to us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp saying good night from Bomber Gymnasium.
You've just been listening to Bomber Basketball right here on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT Yellville Mountain Home. Well, that sure was a nail-biter, as the Bombers just won over Searcy both times. Our next broadcast is scheduled for this coming Friday, that is January 25th, where Mountain Home will go to West Memphis to take on West Memphis. The girls will tip off that scheduled at 6 p.m., and then the game after that won't be until the very 1st of February, where Mountain Home will go to Jonesboro. Scheduled tip-off is also at 6 p.m., Either way, be sure not to miss it if you can't make it out to either of those games. Only right here on Classic Hits 101.7, your voice of the Bombers.